Yep. I think the objective was to qualify from the group, and we've done that, so, you know, that's pleasing. On top of that, everybody's got match fitness out of it, and, you know, I've been able to rotate the players quite well, so all good.
You kept the tempo up right through the game?
I think we had to, you know what I mean? Dunfermline are a decent side, I said that. And they worked extremely hard, they kept going, and they made it difficult for us, so... You know, it was up to us to make sure we kept working and kept working and kept working right for the 90 minutes. And I think that's a message we need to try and do for the rest of the season.
Well, we will certainly got the leadership qualities you've been talking about.
I thought him and Murdo were great in the midfield today. You know, they won so many tackles and started so many attacks. Just good players, eh? And you can't get enough of them in your team.
Your boss did very well.
I thought he did great. It's only his second game for Dundee United, and you could call it a wee one, but it was a wee bit of pressure in the game because... Everybody wants to get through the last 16 in the cup, so he's done well to come in there, and he didn't look out of place after about 15 minutes. You know, he was great, so you know, I'm very, very happy for him.
How much did Dunfermline rank here, the standards you'll be facing this year?
No, listen, they're a good side. They'll be very competitive this year. They were missing two or three players as well today, so we know exactly we have to earn every point in the league campaign, and we need to be bang at it. And when we get chances, we need to make sure we take them in this league because it's a very, very tough league.
Your Dutch wins settle in football.
He's a good player, eh? And I think good players can do that. I think he's the way he plays and the wee partnerships he builds up with Willow, and that is great. So, no, he's some really nice football flowed through him today, and he was unlucky not to score today. So, happy with Nick today.
Is he forcing you to think about keeping him in that role rather?
No, do you know what? The plan was at some point today go and play him up top and have a look at him, but we'll get to that. Because we've got options. Scott Fraser can go play in there, Cammy can play 10, Spitz can go play 10, so we've got options, and so maybe we'll see him up number 9 at some point.
What was the story with Cammy?
He had a migraine and he was feeling terrible, so there was no point in him coming down and playing with that.
Is Donaldson okay?
There's a few of them took a few knocks now, but they're all fine. You know, they should be, hopefully they're all fine.
How's Dicker?
I don't know, we'll just have to wait and see. He's not ready today. I don't know when he'll be fit. We don't know the extent of what it is or how bad it is. We said he's feeling fine again today, so touch wood, it's not as bad.
Sets you up nicely for like start the league cup.
It does. Aye, and I think that was important to, you know, get the fans a couple of victories at Tanna. He's going into the league. You know, I think that's important. I'd rather go in with victories and defeats. So, you know, the boys have done well considering they've had to change the mentality and go out and win games and that. So, no, I'm very pleased with them.
You could really sense the fans and how pleased they were at what we were watching, couldn't you?
I did, you know. I think the first 20 minutes were really good, you know what I mean? We let it drop a wee bit after that, but we keep trying to play, and they kept trying to play and pass. We said at half time, just, you know, if you can create the same amount of chances in the second half, be brave, keep going forward, it'll happen. And thankfully, we got an early goal in the second half, and the settle was down, so all good.